for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard wall. This brother, come on,
zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up!
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
They're clearly lying. They're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Time.
Bingo. Here we are, starting 10 minutes late with my good friend Jeff Richards. Where's Sam?
Where's the Jew? Both in New York.
Sam's Syracuse, working. Ari's probably beating off somewhere. Ari's going to Skype in second hour, which you don't know. You've never done this show
never
before.
Never done it before.
Pretty, but a 97% chance you're going to see Ari's balls, dick, and or asshole.
All right. Well, this would be the second time. Did I ever tell you the story about the first time?
No.
I just
Seen his dick or balls or ass once. Is that what you're saying?
I've seen his balls, his dick, his ass once, all separate occasions. All the same night. We're drinking Kool-Aid with the friends, and you know how that goes.
I do not know how that goes.
You know, it's
unless
like,
it's a cult involved.
Well, the band, the cult, was involved, but that is separate. That was at the end of the night. But here's what happened. I was just standing on a broom closet and. Trying to tick my tack, and you know what happens when you do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Ari
it's
gets
thing.
His dick and balls and asshole out.
The whole thing went into a cup, like a, one of those big gulps.
His asshole dick and balls went into a big gulp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keep going. I like where this is going.
I don't want to keep going, but you get the idea. There's no ice in there.
Ice in where the cup?
Yeah.
You're a maniac.
Have we started yet?
We've already started.
Okay.
Already started. Jeff Richards, good friend of everybody on the show, good hilarious comic, SNL alum, Mad TV alum.
Yeah.
Got a new CD out.
Yeah.
And it's a musical CD.
Yeah, let's hold it up.
I mean, we're right in front of a giant version of it.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, let's hold it up behind us in a big version of it.
Uh-huh.
This is, you know, it's an album.
Yep.
It's the greatest hits. Of songs, and it's, you know, I think it's good. There's a music video. There's going to be music videos.
You already have one out.
It's called Muscle Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
It's on YouTube.
Starring one of my favorite people of all times.
Yeah.
Not only you, but the great Boonchakalaka also in the video.
A massive home run hitter, that guy.
He really is.
He's just the
best.
Everybody
shits on him, but I'm telling you what, man, that guy is gold.
Gold smile. Platinum.
You paid him to be in the video? What did you do? Give him a sandwich?
No, I gave him $50 in cash.
Which is 50 bucks or pairs of sunglasses sold.
It's huge. It's a lot of money for Boone, and I was happy to do it. He was just so great. He had just got that glow about him. We had to go to San Bernardino to get some clothes out of storage.
Did you really?
I didn't tell you that? Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
We drove an hour and a half to San Bernardino.
Did you see his house?
No, just storage units.
He has storage units.
He has two, and they look like antique shops. They're organized. They're meticulously organized. Like I said, hey, do you have a blue headman? He, like, pulls a bag out of blue headmans.
Really?
It was amazing.
I'd always been under the impression that's very interesting. I'd always been under the impression that he had a house out there. I had heard from Tiffany Haddish that he actually had a house.
Yeah, I believe that.
And she's like, I went to pick up Boone at a she's like, that nigga's got a house.
Right. What did she say again?
You heard me. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
She's like, motherfucker, a house. I'm like a house with walls. Dave Taylor, everybody. Well.
They're like, wait, green.
I know.
Hey!
Dave Taylor wearing a green shirt again. Which one's better for him to sit in, guys?
Oh, have him sit by
right
me.
Here. Have him
sit over there.
I want to sit by my friend Jeff Richards.
We'll slide in, and we're just telling Boon Shakalaka stories. What?
He can sit over there if he wants.
Yeah, sit over there.
No, it's too late.
It's too late. Dave Taylor coming in again with the green shirt. Last time he was here, he wore a green shirt in front of a green screen, and he was made out of.
Why does it matter? It's a green screen, but that's an orange album.
Yeah, but lean back. Watch this.
You understand how this works, Jeff.
Lean back.
That's not green.
Dave, lean back. Actually, sit. Bring it in a little bit.
You can't tell what I'm acting.
No, I can't. Jeff Richards, great actor.
Watch my acting ability.
See? Look at that.
Where's the two shot?
Okay, Jeff, go again. Give us another take. Green screen, take two. This is incredible.
See that in the moment.
Michael Bay could use you as one of the extras when the aliens come to destroy the... Whoa, what?
I was saying you would clean his balls.
Hold on a second.
I was saying you'd clean his balls.
You're walking in on a great story. Have you seen Jeff Richards' music video yet?
I've not, no.
Let's starring a great Boon Shakalaka.
Boon's in the video?
And you haven't seen it yet? I texted it to you.
No, I didn't get any text from you.
Oh, I didn't.
Jeff, you know I'm a huge fan of you.
How can you can you don't have to get right near the microphone?
No, it's pretty good. These are state of the art mics. No, we're not live, and we're not.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah. The two of us can hear you. I don't think anybody listening could have heard that. So he has to go to San Bernardino and actually got to see Boone's storage
locker. Do you know his real name?
Floyd Cornelius.
No, I didn't get that far.
That's what I understand.
What is it?
Floyd Cornelius.
Ari and I did something for NBC online like 10, 15 years ago. It was a while ago. God, it was awful. And we actually put Boone in it as person in dumpster. And we actually had to...
Typecast. I was going
to
say that.
To get paid, he had to give his real information. It was Floyd Cornelius. And as I recall, like 10 years ago, he was like 52.
Yep, wow. That's about right. I got him pegged at 63 right now.
Yeah.
Because I Shazammed a song that he's in the kitchen of the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, he loves all his old-ass songs.
Uh-huh.
Some song came on the radio, and I'm in the hallway talking to Ren Azizi, and I hear Boone go, oh, that's my song right there. I was in seventh grade when this came out. And I go, whoa.
Yeah.
And I ducked in the corner and Shazammed the song.
What was the song?
I can't fucking remember.
Was it if
he was in seventh grade when that came out, that would make him 62 or 63 today.
It's kind of weird. You think of him being in seventh grade in like 1905. Like, that was my song, and it's
you know,
like
he always
Thomas
says,
Edison.
If you ask him how old he is, he always says 39. And he's been 39 for so long that I'm now older than him. He was 39 when I was fucking 30.
Well, I mean, just that boxing thing he did. I mean, he lasted in that, and he's in his 60s. It's unbelievable.
He beat the shit out of a 24-year-old.
Point here. Yesterday, I had my car had registration issues, so I had to get taken care of. So long story short, I had to walk 7 miles yesterday just around the city to get it taken care of. And I understand that a lot of homeless guys are in great shape because it's like it's a real workout out there.
Yeah.
So that's part of the reason. This dude is always working out, pushing
something.
Baby carts full of bottles.
Stealing, that's like taking, that's working the
stealing, you
biceps.
Get the adrenaline, extra adrenaline, makes your heart go,
stronger,
more metabolism.
Yeah. And some of the stuff he steals, that's a full body workout.
He eats relatively healthy.
You want this tackling dummy? $2.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, how do you mean he eats? I think he just eats relatively rarely. That's the
But whenever I see him, he's always pulling out like he eats fruit. He's always like, it's not like just like eating garbage.
Well, I guess he steals from Air One because that's
probably
on his route.
He gets a lot from the store too.
What do you mean, food?
Food.
Well, it always seems like
art books. For
he's
instance.
Always loading up when he's eating, so it's like he doesn't eat all the time.
Uh-huh.
I think he's got money. He seems to have his shit together.
He was in the storage lockers.
He's got money.
You think he's an eccentric millionaire?
I think he's an eccentric, like, hundredaire.
You ever see him pull out the wads of cash?
I think he's got, like, hundreds of dollars.
Well, if he has hundreds of dollars, we're missing hundreds of dollars because everything he gets is from stealing. So what role did you put him in the video?
He was the muscle bitch. It's called Muscle Bitch.
That's Boone right there.
Oh, that's the link you sent me.
That's Boone in the video
was,
right there.
I thought that was a, Jesus. You sent that to me. I thought somebody hacked your phone.
Well, I mean, in a way, yeah. Putting that on my phone.
How is it?
Hacking
it turn out well? Getting down.
Yeah, it was good. He was great. He was in shape. He took direction well. And
that was my question. Was it like telling him to do stuff? Was
it
pulling teeth or was he?
Yeah. It was easy.
You know, when we worked with him, it was not that difficult. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
This is pretty easy, though. It's just dancing around.
This wasn't a very difficult thing, but still, it's like, my point is not that he was like an excellent actor. It's that he wasn't a crazy person. You'd say, do that, and then he would do it.
Right.
Maybe with some argument, but, you know, overall, he was pretty good about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, most of the arguing was over wardrobe.
Really?
Which, that's what he obsesses about.
Why? We actually had him go to a storage locker to get a dress.
Because I wanted to do...
Of course he did.
I wanted to do... We talked about this, too. Is I wanted him in drag and, like, doing lipstick into the camera and, like, all that kind of stuff. And he was just like, what, you know, this dress isn't ready. Was this
thing? Yeah, yeah. He's very particular something about like his dresses. That was that was the one thing I remember is that
he's like, why you want that Tina Turner wig? Why not just a hat? I don't know.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah.
He's very, very obsessed.
So
with
in a
appearance.
Way, it's like he's like an actor who wants to be wardrobe. He doesn't want to be a director. Yeah. He just wants to work in wardrobe.
We just landed on that black leotard, which
works.
Yeah, you know, it really does. It really does. He looks
it's pretty cool.
Like a man dying of AIDS.
There weren't three
of
them, though.
Younger.
I hope they're not confused.
I
just one Boone.
It does. For a second, I thought it was three people. And then I looked at her. Oh, it is just one Boone. He is the muscle bitch. Man, so you got a lot of downloads on this thing?
Yeah, where tell people where they can get it.
Downloads
it's totally
are going
free.
Good.
It's just totally free.
Yeah, it's on my website. You can get it anywhere where you get music for free. It's on my website. You can get there, tastyjeff.com. And that's pretty much it. I just put out a free one.
It's 12 songs? How many songs?
10 songs.
10 songs?
Yeah. That's pretty much it. There's nothing to say.
Right. Are you going to do like videos for every song, or are you just going to do like some?
Yeah, I'm going to do videos for every song. One every month or 2 months.
Okay.
Depending on how it goes with the first one.
How many times you can go to San Bernardino and rummage through Boone's shit?
So worth it, though. Because the whole story was I was trying to get a female bodybuilder to be the muscle bitch.
But you couldn't find one?
I couldn't find one. And then I just like, oh, Boone's.
That, by the way, that's a great moment. Without you, because that's much better.
And it saved you so much goddamn money.
Saving money, having to deal with female bodybuilders. Because you know,
you're kidding me.
You went to my particular.
And, you know, probably as far as having a great sense of humor, female bodybuilders.
It's going to be tough to find.
Down the list.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough to find.
And they're probably like, yeah, I'll do it. How much are you paying me?
Exactly.
And you're like, fucking, well, I was paying this guy a turkey sandwich.
Yeah. How much did you end up paying him?
$50.
We paid him like $100 only because that was like the standard. That's what they paid. We didn't
now, when you and Ari did that thing with them, from what I understand, he to just get his name, which is where that's how we found his name to be Floyd Cornelius.
Cornelius. Yeah.
It was a Xerox copy of an ID that had expired. That's what Ari said to me.
I think it was something really difficult.
Like, it wasn't even the actual ID, and it wasn't even a valid ID.
This guy is, there's off the grid, and then there's just Boone.
And then there's like, I have a new name, and
never heard of the grid.
You know, Boone has 10 children, and one
of... I've heard varying numbers.
Anyway, he said 10, but he said he also had a daughter who committed murder.
Yeah.
And then we saw the story. She was cheated in a card game, and mm-hmm. she killed the guy. And he said, our family is scandalous, not because of the murder, but because she was playing cards. Mm-hmm. That was she was proud because that guy thought she was, what you going to do about it? And apparently her solution was to murder him.
Yep.
And then she went to prison in Lincoln, Nebraska. And Boone was trying to get money for a bus ticket. This was a couple of years ago. Because she was getting paroled. She had been in jail for like 10, 15 years. I contributed no money to that. But I guess, ultimately, I did contribute books.
Yeah, which equals money.
Yeah.
Which equals money. Yeah, that is all true. That all of that has been relatively confirmed.
Yeah.
And then there's another kid that's been there. Like, there's three... I think there's three that we have, like, confirmed evidence that actually exists.
Wait, Boone had a child there?
No. That came to the store. Yeah.
You sure you're not thinking about the Bushman?
100% positive.
Whose daughter is gorgeous?
I don't know if she's attractive.
Exactly.
She's attractive.
Well, put it this way. She's a daughter of the Bushman 10.
To come out.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you definitely
get
a grace period there.
To come out of the bush.
Yeah. Absolutely.
She landed on her feet.
That's he's like a crazy guy that's always at the store.
It's kind of like TV.
Is he African or something? He has a very
distinct
accent.
She's like a Saved by the Bell thing where it's like, oh, the crazy old proprietor of the place has a daughter. Whoop, she's hot. And then she'd flirt with Zach Morris.
Right.
Yeah, it's like if you don't put her next to anybody that's...
She's not bad looking, but you know, daughter of the Bushman. It's incredible.
She's definitely cute.
What it says to me is Bushman must have had some, you know, brief period right around Star Search where he was fucking more attractive women. That's
where is he from? No idea. I mean, he has like an accent that he's like.
He's
got to
be from Ghana, Africa, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I would know that, but I would
because his whole thing is African.
Yes.
Whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, if he's not from Africa, he's got some deep craziness or a great, great impression of an African.
Great actor.
Yeah, great impression. What's that? Oh, calls. Who we go? Let's go, trainee correspondent. He's calling from around the world. I know he hasn't been on hold the longest, but it's his most expensive call. Tranny correspondent, are you there?
Yeah, what's going on?
Dude, what's up? Are you still in Thailand, ripping dick into dicks?
Back in the States for a week and a half now.
Oh, you've been back? Where are you at in the States?
Well, actually, my first 3 nights, I was on Sunset, and I...
How much money did you make?
Yeah, I was on Sunset. I went to the Comedy Store a few times.
You did? What nights?
Steve, I saw it in the hallway. I was just too shy to introduce myself as the tranny.
Dude, I'm fucking devastated. Guy's been calling the show for 2 years from Thailand, giving us all the greatest stories of all times. You walk right by me, don't say hi.
Asshole, but
I would have gotten your dick sucked by Boone.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I did. I meet up with a tranny on Sunset and Detroit Avenue. I think it is.
Does Detroit hit Sunset?
I don't know where Detroit Avenue is.
Near the mobile on Sunset.
Okay, so you got a tranny in America on Sunset.
Yeah, because I'm sick of, you know, Asian tranny. I had to get a Latin tranny.
Hold on a second. This is not himself a tranny, but somebody who has sex with transsexuals.
Yep.
Wow, that story is great for that.
Was in Thailand teaching.
Ricky Luna probably would have dressed up.
For that. Yeah, there's three or four different people at the store. Yeah, you could have would have slapped a stapled a wig to their head and blown you in the back. Mervis, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
So what happened when you got a? Was it a Mexican tranny?
Yeah, I was with two different Mexican trannies while I was staying in Hollywood.
Wow.
And one was at Vine, and I found my okay. One was at Vine and. Santa Monica, I think.
Uh-huh.
And what was that?
That's right there.
It's a good place for it, yeah.
You got a rental car?
No, that's... I just over it.
It sounds like the call was from around the world. Even
better reception calling from Thailand. He actually had a Thai tranny call Ari a cheap Jew. In, like, the most broken English of all time. It was hilarious.
Question for the trainee correspondent.
Are you cheap, Joe?
What are the quality of the trainees like in Los Angeles relative to the rest of the world?
Yep. How do we stack up compared to the...
Well, the Latin trainees, the English ones, so that's much better.
I have no idea
They're what's wrong with them?
The Hispanic trainees have bigger cocks than the Asian ones.
Oh. Is that a good thing?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know what the logic is, so...
Oh, no, I'm curious, too.
How can you tell they're bigger?
Nothing. There's no of course
here. It hurts more when they stick it in your ass.
Huh. Well, that's one way to tell, yeah.
No, I guess that's one thermometer.
I've never been a bottom before, and I decided to take the plunge.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
Dude, this is crazy. For 2 years,
you've
been telling us he only fucks them.
You need the applause sound effect for that. Congratulations.
How
did that make you feel to finally go all the way?
It was not that enjoyable. It was kind of painful.
But after the pain subsided, didn't you feel fulfilled?
Yeah, wasn't there a healing
process?
Hey, I think I hit my bottom. It's like, you know,
pun intended.
Heroin, you start off snorting it, and then eventually you want to shoot it up.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of why I went and let a tranny fuck me. And
interesting. Both of those are ways you get AIDS.
I love this show.
You're sort of mixing it up then, aren't you?
Yeah, you got to go further, you know?
Ordering sausages.
So what's next? What's the logical progression?
My question is, would you have sex with a Latin tranny next or a Asian tranny? Would you appreciate a small... And wait, you had sex with...
black next was what I prefer, but...
Wow,
okay. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's good luck with that. So you had sex with a Latin tranny and an Asian tranny?
What's that?
You had sex with a Latin tranny and an Asian tranny?
Well, I live in Thailand full time. I'm in the States now. I'm not going to go for an Asian while I'm here.
Hold on. You told me that you said that you could tell the difference. You said, Jeff Richards, I can tell the difference in the size when they stick my dick in their ass. But then you said you'd never had a trainee stick your dick in their stick in your ass until this
Correct.
This trip.
Yeah.
Ergo, you've yeah. never
when
had an Asian.
When I was in Thailand, I was always the top, but I wanted to try being the bottom, so I did it on Sunset.
So you've never had an Asian trainee stick his cock in your ass,
right?
You might
never
enjoy
had an
that.
Asian one, only a Mexican one.
Maybe you might want to go backwards, yeah. a little smaller, get some of that Asian dick in that little ass of yours.
Get back in shape. Do a rehab start.
Before you jump to the fucking NBA and get some serious fucking monster dong breaking your
ass.
You
know what I did? You know what I did before I went and met this Mexican tranny? As I went and saw.
I would guess heroin.
Yeah, wait, you did what?
I went and saw the Ding Dong Show at the comedy.
Oh, that'll loosen you up.
Yeah, it definitely yeah. will. Did you? You know, that's also maybe a place to meet one. I don't know if they have any going right now, but.
Oh, that is usually there's one or two.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the Ding Dong Show? It's pretty unique.
Yeah. I went three nights at the Comedy Store. I saw David Taylor at 2 a.m. after Chris Rock bumped everybody.
Oh, after Rock, when Chris Rock was there and bumped everybody.
At the Ding Dong Show?
No. That would be another night.
Yeah,
I don't
was there
remember.
Three nights. Wow, man. Yeah, I can't believe you didn't say hi to any of us.
Well... I said hi to Adam Egan because he blocked me.
God damn it.
Sorry about that.
Wait, why did he block you?
Well, I was giving him some shit for being on Norm's podcast, but it was, you know.
I love it.
Well, what did you say about Adam Egan?
He should frame across Adam's mom.
Oh, let's not do that.
What is it? What?
I'll tell you
we
about
are, We're friend request. We're having an entire Comedy Store friend request Adam Ebay's mom on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it?
Of course.
Okay. Do it.
I'll text you the name.
Yep.
And you.
Yep.
You ask.
I want to say that the Germans will win today. The Germans will win today.
Is that going on right now?
It's going on in like 15 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, I think so too. I'd like to see Germany, but I'd like to see Brazil win too, just because it's their home shit and all that. But I don't know. Whoever gets out of that game, I like is who I like, obviously.
Who's the other side? I can't remember.
Yeah, well, who's the other one? It's
is it Argentina? Netherlands.
Netherlands, Argentina. One. Yeah.
Netherlands never won. They've had like six finals, but they.
I'd like to see like Netherlands and Brazil or Germany. Whoever gets out of Brazil, Germany is probably going to be the favorite, I would think.
Yeah, because Brazil's
Messi is good though.
Yeah, but then they're Brazil's missed that two guys, but one of them is coming back off a suspension for the final, and apparently the guy who broke his back says he wants to play in the final, which would be glorious to watch a man crippled on the field
with
for life.
With a broken back?
Broken back, yeah.
Yeah, let him play,
think
man.
Think about it. Like, the World Cup is a religion there. They're more than happy.
It's a religion everywhere except America.
How do you function with a broken back?
I think they would, if I had to guess, I would say...
Put him in a wheelchair?
Yeah, that would be incredible. They'll shoot him full of cortisone, and I guess the logic is that the fracture won't get worse when he plays, so it's fine, if he can deal with the pain. Maybe they might give an epidural, maybe, like some sort of shot into the spine.
That's so dangerous, though, because then you can't, like, pain is a good indicator that something's going wrong. And if you block that...
But he says you can't get any worse.
You know what, Jason... Pain is just weakness leaving the body.
Pain is the compass of the soul.
I like that. Speaking of pain, when you getting fucked in the ass again, tranny correspondent?
Well, you know, now that I've been a bottom, I think I may have, like, hit my bottom, and I want, like, stuff trannies for good, but, you know. It's
Wait,
like
are you going to go with just regular
very
guys?
Difficult.
Is this the end of getting rammed in the asshole, or are you, you going to keep doing this?
Well... I think I might give it up, you know? I mean, it's like a drug, you know? It's
yeah, you know, everybody I've known who's done drugs always says they're going to give them up and then never does. So, yes, I think it is like a drug. But the question is, probably. What do we call him if he stops fucking trainees? Just correspondent?
Yeah, I guess. Our ex-trainee correspondent.
Yeah.
I don't know what your name would have to go to. Where are you at now? You're not in L.A. still.
No, I went back to my hometown in the East Coast.
Where on the East Coast?
Well, I don't want to be too specific, because I talk about fucking trans.
This is like interviewing a girl in porn where she's like, I am from this section.
I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. I'd be so honest about everything except for the state that I'm in.
Well, I'm in the New England area.
Tranny correspondent. Oh, no wonder he's fucked up at telling people. Tranny correspondent, next time you come to the store, say hello to people. Don't talk too much because nobody likes that, but just, you know, say hello.
Yeah, at least say hi next time. Yeah. Are you going back to Thailand to work?
In a month?
Yeah. Dude, you're going to go back to the crack pipe.
That'll completely derail my plans with not fucking trannies because I'll be in tranny heaven again.
Here's a question.
Yeah, that's
Do
dude,
you
that's...
like trannies with Boston accents? Because that would seem to me to be a tranny turnoff.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll suck your dick. But my guess is it'd be like Katie Seabury.
Ugh. Like a really pretty girl, like sexy body, and then she starts talking with that New England. And you're like, ugh, gugh.
Hey, Taylor, you're the fucking worst.
Once you've been on enough trannies, you can't even stand hearing them speak. You just want to give them money.
That's like being heterosexual.
How much were the trannies in L.A.? How are our prices compared to the...
A little more expensive. I paid $200. And I can get it for like $50.
I think you might. I don't know this for a fact, but my guess is you overpaid because you were new. I think you could.
Yeah, they probably saw.
Let me tell you something. You got to learn how to haggle. It's like a Middle Eastern market.
But then it's like double bad because they're like $200, and I'm gonna fuck you. And you're like, sounds like a bargain to me.
Well, I guess some people he likes it. He was happy with it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
but this one had a big cock, and the ones with big cocks can charge more. You know.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah, showed you the cock first, and then you showed him the money, or what?
Great question.
No, they put it on their ad, their size, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, you could take a picture of anything.
How big was the were the two dicks that you got?
I would say it was a good, 8 with good girth.
Wow, you really, you jumped right into the pool with
right into the pool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Head first.
Here's the funniest story about the whole thing. Okay,
it's better.
We do this. She's doing me, and first off, she took the condom off halfway through, which was a little worrisome.
Butt buddy.
But I didn't let her finish inside.
Oh yeah, just the cum that already came out in your ass.
That's much better.
So where did she come?
This is embarrassing. On my face.
Wow.
This should have been one of the greatest days in Punch Drunk history.
Randy Correspondent, you really broke down some barriers.
That's not even the best part of the story.
There's more.
So then I walk out, I leave her apartment, and I get back onto Sunset Strip.
You realize you got cum all over your face.
No, I washed that off. But I get back off Sunset Strip, it's like a walk of shame, you know? And what do I see but a homeless man wearing a Magic Johnson shirt?
The bone?
Yeah, that'll really remind you of the decision you just made.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
That's God's way of saying, hey,
you know,
man.
It's funny because that same thing happened
AIDS
to him.
AIDS is beatable.
Same thing happened to him the night he got AIDS.
What is this, though? So there's like most people, or I don't know what the percentage is, think that it's okay if you have unprotected sex as long as you pull out. I mean, that's just the biggest.
It underwater. No, Jeff.
You know what I mean? People go, I didn't. I go, you're going to get someone pregnant.
Well, in this case,
these two, I know, but you know,
I would argue that it's much. Look, pulling out is more effective to block pregnancy than it would be to block. And I'm sorry, training correspondent, to block AIDS because the whole point is not the fucking coming in. It's like
the fluid.
It's
the cuts. Yeah,
like let's say you were fucking getting fucked
also
in
the
ass
with a
girthy 8-inch dick.
Yeah, my friend.
Well, I didn't know you guys were like physicians. I thought you were comedians. So you don't know what you're talking about.
No, I mean, my point is you're fine.
No, my point is you're not. I have a friend who is gay who explains that whenever you see a gay guy who hasn't gotten AIDS and his partner did, he goes, well, that's because he was the top. The bottoms are the ones that get, they're the fucking catchers. They get all the disease transmission.
You got to have AIDS first.
You're right.
So just ask him if he has AIDS. I'm sure he'll tell you
right. On the card?
It's on right here.
I also have some thoughts about free agency.
Where did the second tranny come?
Oh, that was the first one was actually during the day before I went to the store, and the second one was after the Ding Dong Show.
That's because
you got a release
honestly,
after that.
That is a perfect LA sandwich. Where
sure is.
Two tranny sex experiences with the Ding Dong Sandwich.
Ding Dong, yeah. Right? Ding Dong show right in the middle.
Tranny Sandwich.
So you got you got your face beat off on, and then you went to the Ding Dong show, or that happened after?
Yeah, you got it right. You got it right. Oh. And you know what? Actually, I wasn't planning on going for a second helping, but I saw Earl Skakel do the Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, who wouldn't get turned on by that? Yes. I remember that now.
This is the best.
Yeah.
So wait. So the second one was the one that came on your face or the first one?
The first one came on my face. The second one, I just did my normal thing. She was sexy. She had like this huge like J-Lo ass and. But she didn't have, she was only like about...
Fucking Scott Baio dick.
I think I might be gay.
I was just like, who would be a median? That was a
Scott Baio is a great reference because he apparently does have a big penis.
Is that true?
Well, yes. Also, he's fucking all the...
He's banged everybody.
Yes. Howard Stern said that, like, he asks girls, who have you fucked? And it's always the same two names, Pauly Shore and Scott Baio.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which says a lot about the women on Howard Stern.
But, I mean, what, do you want to have sex with hot girls all the time?
Great. Okay, can we do that second take turn this way? So,
yep.
Okay, go. And action.
Right. What, do you want to have sex with girls the rest of the time?
I didn't get the line.
No, that's
cut.
That's great. Oh, Trinity correspondent, thanks for calling in, brother. I'm very happy you got... I hope when you go back, you just rewind it a little bit. But, dude, I really think that you got to let one of these Asians fuck you in the ass and just
absolutely.
Compare... what it's like to not get fucking ripped open with a gherkin.
Yeah, just order Chin Chin and then pull the guy into your house.
But maybe like a baby carrot in your ass, you know what I mean? That might be better.
Yeah, but the Latin one's the best.
Well, yeah. Well it's foreign.
You know what? I have a feeling Trini correspondent's going to come back to L.A.
That was great. And you don't even know. This guy's been calling in for three studios now. And Trini, and he would always swear to us. It's not gay because, one, they're trannies, but two, I'm fucking them. They never fuck me.
I'm in control. I'm in control of not being gay.
He comes to L.A., goes to the Comedy Store, sees Earl, sees Don, loses his mind.
But what better place
over.
To go to if you're into trannies than the Comedy Store?
Oh, it's
like
be up there.
It's like a bar for the trannies.
Yeah, it's got to be up there.
It is the Mos Eisley.
But I will take it back. I will take it back is that he... didn't come up and say hi to us. But now, in hindsight, that I realize he just got his face beat off all over.
He might have been in a shy place.
I'm pretty cool that he didn't say
You know
hi.
What? I'm also pretty cool when somebody doesn't come
Considering,
up and say hi
too, that I like to lick people's faces when I meet them.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So
yeah.
I'm really glad.
I never
really
know.
Lucky. One of my
I mean,
things.
He's... Okay, so we're going to go. We got, let's see. Oh, it's Tammy the Tranny's calling in, everybody. Tammy, are you there?
This is Tammy the Tranny.
Wow, hey, how are you?
And I fucked that last caller, sweet virgin asshole.
You're the one that fucked him?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, how did that, now, you got your $200, I hear.
I got the $200, and I managed to block out his screaming whimpering.
It sounds like you got a pretty serious dick, is that,
I'm packing a power tool.
Tammy, who designed your ads? Because maybe they could get in touch with Jeff Richards if he needs like some album cover art.
Some Asian guy in Chinatown.
Okay.
All right. I could find him, I guess.
Yeah. Now, I understand you put the your size on the ad. Does that usually draw customers?
Yeah, I put 6'5", 14-inch penis on there.
14 inches.
14-inch penis.
That's
Jesus
horrendous.
Christmas.
That's, I mean...
Is that erect?
Yeah, it's...
In the industry, they call it the totem pole.
In your industry, it's called the totem pole.
Now, Tammy, we understand that you raw-dogged the trade correspondent. What's your medical test looking like? What are your history looking like?
Yeah.
I've never been tested.
It seems not.
No. So then as long as you're not tested, you don't have AIDS. That's also something the training correspondent says.
I get a lot of night sweats and lesions, but I think it's just bug bites and other stuff.
Night sweats and lesions.
So, wait, do you have The Kaposi sarcoma. Do you have liver spots, Tammy the tranny?
Every now and then, but I think it's just regular aging.
Okay, this might
aging.
Okay, that. How old are you, Tammy?
29.
Oh yeah, I think you're fine. I don't.
Yeah, I think
the training correspondent has nothing to worry about.
I think you know what's nice is like he paid $200 and you gave him something extra, like a bonus.
Yeah,
a mint on the pillow, as it were.
A challenge.
A lanyap. What?
A challenge.
A challenge.
Now let me ask you this. Now, you know, you got paid $200. You take the condom off. You pull it out of his ass. You beat off on his face. That all seems fine and dandy and like a regular day
seems
at the office.
Great, yeah.
But how many of those do you get in a day? How many times can you actually come in a day?
Seems like a hard business.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the day. On a good day, 5. On a bad day, 3.
Wow. I really thought he was going to go the other way. On a good day, 5. On a bad day, 8.
So that's not bad money. $200, it's like a pull.
That, but you got to think, this guy, girl, young lady, is coming 5 times a day, 5 days a week. That's going to wear you out.
Yeah, but I'm sure he's saving money.
Probably. I would hope so.
Where do you live, Tammy the Tranny? It's a lot of money you're making.
I live down on Western.
Western and what?
That's really a bit. What are you, my pimp?
Well, we might be neighbors.
Dave. Yeah, Dave and I both live off Western, so we're a little curious as to...
One of us lives near you.
Western in Hollywood.
Okay, that's more Tebow's
area.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
Fuck. Wow. I'm going to have to get my face beat off on. I don't know.
You definitely are in the combat zone.
I really am. Right. That's right in harm's way.
So, Tammy the Tranny, what do you think about Jeff Richards' new song, Muscle Bitch?
Yeah, get me involved.
I really like his work. I saw a friend of mine in the video.
Oh,
what friend? What friend is this?
Boone Shakalaka.
How do you know Boone?
Wow.
From the tranny community.
How close are you guys?
We have lunch every now and then. We're not good friends, but we're friendly.
Wait, where would you guys get lunch?
Yeah,
we go to Denny's.
I could see that. He does
probably
like
the one in Sunset and Gower, I think.
Right?
Yeah.
That's right there.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Now, is Boone your kind of your competition, you know, as far as work goes?
Yeah,
or do you
work?
Guys have like a union?
Is it camaraderie?
I don't know if Boone sells his ass for money or not.
Or he does sell books, some of David Taylor's books for money.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, it's.
Have you ever bought anything from Boone Shakalaka, Tammy?
I bought War and Peace from him.
Like the,
oh man!
It's possible that Tammy has my book.
Tammy the Tranny sitting there reading War and Peace with a 14-inch rock hard dick and a wig.
You know
on.
What? That's the way Tolstoy intended it.
I'm pretty sure
when he was writing it, he was thinking, "This is my target audience."
100%. You going out to work tonight? You working the streets tonight? You're just waiting to see if somebody calls you to your ad.
Just waiting to see somebody calling to the ad. Did that training correspondent leave town? Because I'm looking for some more ass pounding to do today.
Well, he went back, but let me
he
tell
went
you
back
something.
To some vague area in New England.
There's plenty of fish to tear up in the sea.
Oh, I like that. That virgin waspy ass spread apart for me.
You do sound a lot like Boone.
Uh-huh.
Does sound a lot like Boone.
Would you
don't have to worry about the AIDS. Don't be a pussy.
Oh, yeah. He didn't seem worried about AIDS at all. He actually
well,
got pretty
actually,
upset.
Actually, no. He got a little defensive about the AIDS, which I think says he's extremely worried about
well,
the AIDS.
Well,
yeah,
he's had
I mean,
a couple
Jesus.
Theories before. He said, you know, in the past, he said he can't get AIDS because he's a top. And
which
he also said if
correct.
He's if you're never tested,
oh,
you don't have AIDS.
That?
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind,
kind
you know,
like that, yeah.
Manifest forward. Positivity.
Yep. When AIDS falls in the forest and nobody hears it.
Positive push.
Yep, that's a great point. If AIDS falls in the forest and nobody hears it.
Yeah, so what? I used to party with Eazy-E. It's not a big deal.
Wait a
wait,
minute. Wait.
You partied with Eazy-E?
And how old were you when you were? If you're 29 now.
Well, a woman really never tells the true age. Don't be a dumbass.
Okay, didn't mean to offend you, Tammy.
But even if you're lying about your age, still 29, you would have been 5 years old. 3 years old?
Yeah, you would have been, yeah, you were probably, even if you were 35, you would have been partying with Eazy-E at like 9.
Not necessarily.
Well, I partied with Eric Wright.
Eazy-E died when I was 18, I'd say, and I'm 30, okay. 38.
So 37, that's
37.
Yeah, I guess if you partied with him really when it was yeah. really bad.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, probably. Yeah, now what was Eazy looking like when you partied with him? Were you in the hospital with him?
Oh, the Jericho was looking real sorry.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Well,
he weighed about 82 pounds.
Oh, okay, this is not
a good sign.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, you might. Uh-huh. Did you guys use protection?
Oh, hell no.
What, you say hell no?
Mm.
Hell no. The protection, you can't feel the dick.
Well, you can't or he can't?
Nobody can.
All right. Well, fuck it. I mean,
yeah. Haven't you ever heard the great Ari Shafir's bit?
I have heard that bit.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Well, could
it's
you...
It's like return the pockets with some mittens.
With some monies?
It's like reaching into your pocket with some mittens.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Great Ari Shafir.
Now, have you ever... How do you know...
Would you have sex with Ari Shafir?
Or have you? How do you know Ari?
Fuck no.
Why not?
He is hideous.
He's hideous.
Tammy, don't be.
I love it.
Don't be catty, Tammy.
He looks like a monkey with glasses.
He does.
Now you sound like anti-Semitic, Tammy.
Well, I can't help but call it like I see it.
Well, Tammy, thanks for calling in. Please call back anytime you like. And
if you want to fuck me, I'll give one of you a freebie.
Jeff.
Jeff?
No, thanks.
Do you mind having your head chopped off?
Not really.
Jeff. All right, no, I'm into it.
Jeff's
then, yeah.
in one,
Jeff is in. All right, thank you for calling, Tammy. We hope to hear from you more, maybe even later today.
Toodles.
Toodles.
Toodles, Tammy.
Oh, my God. Do we dare to dabble with Ving Rhames dad?
It's like 12:54. Are we...
We got 5 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
We started a little late, too. Well, let's try Ving Rhames dad. We'll give him a quick hang up. Ving Rhames dad, I'm terrified to ask, but what's going on?
This is a ding ring. Ming ring Faja. I call Ari Shafir and make a big problem for me. He making me lose my face.
Ving Rhames... Ari did what?
He make a big problem inside of me, for me. He making me lose my face.
Does anybody have any idea where this is going?
No more, so I take Ming Ring to hospital, and they make an ultrasound. Inside ultrasound, a little horned devil. Ari Shafir baby.
Who did Ari get pregnant?
What?
Jesus Christ.
What?
Yep. And there it is. Oh, Skagel.
It's tough to do what Danish and O'Neill do.
Oh, people try. And sometimes you get them and they're good. Somebody called in and did a good, maybe Earl.
What, that wasn't real?
Who knows? Buffalo Bill. Is this Buffalo Bill?
Or just Adam?
Oh, wait, it's a great big fat person.
Buffalo Bill!
You know, somebody just, a real person... called in, saw you do your show at the Comedy Store, Buffalo Bill.
And got so turned on.
Got so turned on that they had to go fuck a tranny.
Oh, wait. I really like Jeff Richards. He's got a pretty mouth.
Wow, oh, Jeff, you're very
Thank
popular
you.
Today.
Thank you.
Buffalo Bill, what do you think about the fact that this guy had sex before he went to the store and was done for the day? He thought, well, once he saw you doing your acting, he was so turned on he had to have sex again.
Well, I do have a good body.
How do you get the body?
I work out about 8 hours a day, and I listen to Jeff Richards' song, Muscle Bitch.
Oh, congrats. Oh, so you downloaded it?
I like watching Boone Shakalaka look like he just got embalmed.
Well, that's the way Boone always looks.
You mean you like Boone Shakalaka?
Yeah.
So, Buffalo...
Richards, you got a real pretty mouth.
Buffalo Bill, are you on Tinder? You getting out there? You dating a little?
I almost broke my right thumb on Tinder.
who did you
see? Right, but whenever I hit a black person, I'd stop dead in my tracks.
Whoa.
Who did you see that's really excited you lately?
In terms of on Tinder?
Yes.
Well, I saw a couple girls with big tits.
Wow.
Wait, I'm confused.
Yeah, why?
You're into guys or girls?
I'm into anyone with big tits.
Jeff, congratulations.
Like,
is that why you like Jeff?
That's why you like Jeff.
You like my tits?
Dagmar.
Dagmar.
Literally, into her.
Wait, we haven't seen Dagmar in a while. Is that...
I never had sex with Dagmar.
Oh, wait a second.
What did you say to her? Put out or get out?
No, I never said that.
Oh, that could be any Dagmar.
But didn't you do something with her, too?
What? You're did a real say that? Dirty birdie, Richard.
Buffalo Bill, have you done something with Dagmar?
Oh, I got a hand job once.
How did that happen?
Well, she came over to my house. Took off her bra, and she had some real heavy hangers.
This fucking guy.
Bobby!
Did that turn you on or turn you off?
Wow.
Well, her breath really was awful. I mean, she had, like, smoke breath and...
Can I do the face?
Odor.
She's sort of like this, right?
Wow. Wow.
Good hand job, though. She really worked the pole.
Yeah,
like a jackhammer.
Stroke it.
Who gets a hand job? What is it, 1952?
Wait, why didn't you get a blowjob?
That's the one thing I could do myself.
You don't go out, you don't set out to get a hand job. It's a consolation prize.
Well, then wait, yeah. There were
I don't even want it.
Everybody was a winner on the Dagmar show. You didn't have to have consolation prizes. Why did you get a hand job, Buffalo Bill?
That's my thing, you know. It's like when I used to go to rub and squirt parlors. I just got a hand job, you know. It's all about the excitement of what fucking gorilla is going to walk through that door.
Whoa.
Wait, but there was... This
Wait
was,
a minute.
But Buffalo Bill, this was at your place. There were no gorillas. Oh, your girlfriend.
Oh, no. I mean, see, I have hardwood floors, and much like the floors at most rub and squirt joints, they creak. So I got face down on my couch, and I had her walk over to me, and... You know, it was like an elephant walking the plank. They creaked so much.
Do we have Baby Elephant Walk by Mancini?
Why did you get it? Why did you get facing down?
Because I wanted to act like I was in a massage parlor.
Well, that's great.
So you okay?
Wait, your sexual fantasy was massage parlor?
Yeah.
So you guys role played massage parlor
before she.
Your role play was massage parlor. Went right down the street to massage parlor.
Well, there's three of them. There's three of them right down the corner from me.
So, was she good at the role play? Was she excited by it?
Oh, yeah. I gave her a couple lines because I knew she had went to Richard's improv school.
What lines did you give her?
Well, it's a standard if you've ever been to a Robin Squirt.
I have not. That's why I'm asking.
They want to make sure you're not law enforcement, so...
They have anti-entrapment lines?
Like, yeah. The first question is, have you been here before? And you always say yes. And then they'll ask you, who have you had? And you just, I don't know, you make up something like...
Carl.
Yeah. And then they say, are you a cop? And, you know, obviously you say no.
Yes. By the way, you
I'm
know
a
that's,
fucking cop. Get the fuck
that,
on the ground.
You know that is absolutely not a legit way to avoid an entrapment. Like, that means nothing. There's a belief that if I say, if I'm a police officer, you say, you're a cop, and I say... No, then it's entrapment. No, police have been proven time and again that they're allowed to lie to get information.
Not anything. Only that, but don't you think they would just lie?
That's what I'm saying.
Anyway?
It doesn't, that's the whole point is that the lying doesn't throw the charge out. That's like, that's idiot's belief in law enforcement. Like, it's really weird.
So then,
there's always some angle with these West Hollywood cops.
So here's what would have been funny to me. If you you set this all up, role playing this thing, she's going to beat you off or whatever. And then she goes, are you a cop? And you go, no.
Well, define
she starts beating you off. You then say, yes, I am a cop. Handcuff her, throw her in the back of your car.
100%.
Yeah.
Exactly. She and then you arrest her. She's like, I just wanted to make out and beat you off. And you're like, shut up, you fucking whore. You're going away for a long time.
It's funny. This goes from role-playing into kidnapping.
Uh-huh.
So
if you're a cop.
Well, that's a real commitment to the character.
Yep.
Well, that happened one time.
I usually the first sign that, you know, they're down for the HJ is they'll massage around your butthole, and, you know, if you kind of move up and down, you know, they know you're in for the fucking in it to win.
What do you mean around your butthole?
Well, they
pretty clear.
Some don't believe you when you say you're not a cop, so they start like touching around your butthole and ball sack, and they'll lightly graze up against it. And if you don't move, they know you're down for the fucking whack jack.
It just seems so much more sanitary to me to, like, if I was the girl, to go, like, start touching your dick instead of, like, going right into your ass.
You know what I feel bad for? Police officers that just want a regular back rub. And then, like, why do people always stop when I say I'm a cop? I'm so tense.
I know, right?
Yeah, and really, if you're a cop, you're allowed that.
Really tense, yeah.
Cops need to get beat off, too. We've seen time and time again.
So, Earl, like, you
So, Earl, my name's not Earl.
Bill.
It's Bill.
You go up and you sort of let them know, up and down. My apologies, Bill.
So I go to this one place, and she's not really massaging around my butthole, and she's asking me a lot of questions, and they never do that. I thought I was in the middle of a sting operation.
Uh-huh.
So I had actually got a legitimate massage, but I was so horny and had such a boner, I had to walk across the street to the other massage parlor to finish off.
So do you think in the fullness of time that was a sting operation?
Oh, absolutely. She
Oh, really?
How many times have you been here before? Who have you had? What have you had done? And she wasn't massaging around my mud hut.
It's money?
Hey, Buffalo Bill, real quick. Jeff Danis once just texted me, good friend of the show. And he wants to know why your dog keeps biting people.
Well, my dog is the victim of abuse, Lois.
He's bit two people. He bit Gabe this weekend.
Yeah, I know.
And Jeff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hard?
But let's be real. The dog is like the size of a loaf of bread and not aggressive, so it can't be a hard bite.
Yeah, it's like a barking squirrel. Gabe was acting like he like got attacked by a pack of pit bulls.
Yeah, but it's piercing little tiny teeth.
It's fine.
Yeah, but I mean, Dave, you will vouch for when you were in Earl's car yesterday and Lois was...
When I was in Earl's car, I don't know if you know Earl, but this
good
dog
guy.
Was the most great guy.
Dicey,
the
dicey.
Most placid dog. The dog was on Earl's lap, on Bill's lap, Earl's lap for...
Who's who?
Yeah, I'm confused. The whole drive, and I forgot the dog was there. Completely.
And you're a big guy, so if a dog is aggressive, he or she is going to be aggressive around you because you're a big dude.
Yeah, the dog's only been kind with me. Also, I don't make any weird movements. Like with dogs, you don't look, you don't challenge them, you don't go hard at their face.
Yeah, and I told Earl that I think Lois was kicked because the only way she gets nervous is when you're standing over her.
Yeah.
Mm.
Earl told Danis, don't make any quick movements around her. And he went up to go pee-pee, and that's when Lois sprang into action.
Oh, yeah.
And the same thing with Gabe standing up because he's got like $1,000 on every single fight.
I rescued a dog off a roadway.
The one?
Yes, Captain Blumpkin.
Yeah,
we had
Captain Blumpkin.
I got the leash around the dog, and it bit me twice. Quick bites, not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Once we got the leash around the dog, it was the happiest.
That guy's a cool dog.
The happiest dog. The dog is now living with a rich woman and is wealthier than I am. The happiest. Although she did text me. I said, how's the dog? She says, great. And then she said, he bit a male model. I said, that's the way that dog is.
Yep.
He always has to be the good looking one in the relationship.
Yeah. Yep.
That's why we got along so well.
Yeah.
Right, well, God, I don't want to hog up, but first time caller, long time listener, I'll take your answers off the air.
Buffalo Bill, I love you.
Thanks, sir. Right.
Buffalo Bill's
Stay
the
white,
best.
Guys. Stay all white. Right. White is right. White is right.
White is right.
What's that saying?
All right, guys, we'll take a quick break. Real quick, go to betdsi.com or .eu. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. You get $10 free to gamble. And after you get that up to 200, you can pull it out and do whatever the fuck you want with it. Maybe go to Santa Monica, get a tranny. Anything you got coming up, Dave, you want to plug?
No, man, I got nothing.
Go to tastyjeff.com.
Yeah, tastyjeff.com.
Get the CD. It's free.
Free.
I'm going to play some songs in the next hour. And same thing with Caveman Coffee. Go to Caveman Coffee. Put in the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS. Get 10% off. That's more than your freight, bitches. Suck it. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah. We're back. God damn it. Back for a second hour. The first hour was phenomenal. God bless you, tranny correspondent, Buffalo Bill, Tammy the tranny, everybody that called in. Appreciate it. Do some quick business real quick. Plug a couple things for you guys. Tripoli is going to be in Madhouse in San Diego all during Comic-Con. And his rock and roll pole dancing world championship is at the Viper Room July 29th. Not only will I be participating in this with the Barris Kennedy Overdrive, playing a couple songs with the band that everybody knows and loves so much, Tara Patrick will be there, one of my all-time favorite people. I cannot wait to see her. Clownvis, who's hilarious. Brad Williams, who's also hilarious. Josh Wolf and the Wild Wolf Band. That's going to be a fucking serious party. So if you're in L.A., I promise you don't want to miss that. I will be at the Hollywood and Highland at Inside Jokes doing my next 3 for $30 show, and that's going to be myself, a killer show. It's me, it's Steve Renazzisi, and it's Brian Callen. We're each doing 30 minutes, and Tony Hinchcliffe is hosting the best host in the world.
So I'm number one.
He's all the numbers. And that is this Sunday. And then I will also be at American Comedy Company doing the Big Death Squad show at Comic-Con on that Thursday down in San Diego. So, Big Death Squad San Diego Comic-Con presence. I'll be down there. You know, I don't want to say Rogan will be down there, but he might be down there. But a lot of big people are going to be down there. So, if you're in San Diego or around Comic-Con, hit us up because, oh boy, this is going to be good. We got some good calls coming in. Crazy weekend of the UFC. That was a great. I hated seeing BJ Penn go out like he did. So call in and talk UFC with us if you want. That being said, Jeff Richards is back in. We're going to play some of the songs off his new album, The Shingles, 2009-2014. Greatest Hits. Also, I love the angle that you have of coming out with The Greatest Hits as your first big musical album.
That's not really true.
But I mean, it's your first big one, though. Your other one was just like almost like an EP, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
So You're probably right.
To have an EP with 4 or 5 songs and then your next album, A Greatest Hits, that's a ballsy musical
move.
It's
a double EP.
That's a ballsy.
Yeah, that's really...
I like it.
It took a lot out of me, you know?
It says something about how positive you are of how good your album is when first album, 4 or 5 song EP, second album, 10 song greatest hits.
Yeah. Well, everyone's, it's just great. The whole thing is really nice.
It has been nice. Yeah, so you can go to tastyjeff.com and you can download the whole album for free or iTunes or any other place where you
That's
get
right.
it.
That's right.
But if you go to tastyjeff.com, they can see your tour dates. They can
music
see some
videos.
Of the other videos. Some of the, you know, see all your other stuff. So
Yeah. Subversive, weird, dance stuff. It's dance music, too. I should make that clear.
It is definitely dance music.
Dance music.
That being said, we can go right into the UFC. Apparently, both the Diaz brothers are on the phone. And let's see, is this Nick and Nate? Is this both of you?
Yeah, what's up, dog? This is fucking Nick Diaz.
Nick.
It's Nate Diaz, man. Joe Rogan fucked up, dog. We're putting him on blast, dog.
He did, yeah.
You don't fucking call out our fucking girl, fucking Ronda Rousey, like that fucking shit, man.
What happened?
We don't give a shit, man, if it's the fucking production fucking truck or if it's who the fuck. But fucking Rogan's the messenger, dog, and we're gonna kill the messenger. Fucking going down, dog. I'm fresh off fucking winning that act off from a couple weeks ago. Well,
actually,
and you take out Joe Rogan, man.
Technically, you lost the act off in GSP 1.
Why you fucking walk around Stockton to ask people who fucking won that shit?
You are technically always undefeated in Stockton. Now, let me tell Jeff Richards, our guest, real quick, because he didn't see the UFC, what actually happened. Joe Rogan is interviewing Ronda Rousey at the end of her fight. And in a month, there's another fight that's going down, and the production truck is saying to Joe's ear, hey, ask her if she would be willing to fight on this upcoming card on short notice. You know, there's rumors that that might happen. Rogan asks her that. She's like, maybe, I don't know, we'll see. You know, I'm always down. If I can do it, I'll do it. And Dana White got really upset and kind of had an interaction with Joe that looked like he was kind of hot-headed at him.
Yeah, but, you fucking bitch Rogan out. How does that fucking taste, Rogan? Go fuck yourself.
Now, why don't you like
the champ like that?
Why don't you like Joe?
We're driving to fucking. fucking Calabasas right now to go kick his fucking ass.
Good luck with that.
Why don't you like Joe Rogan, though? I don't get it. Why don't you like Joe Rogan?
I just want to say it's a fucking honor to talk to fucking Kramer.
No, why do you have to...
I think the Diaz brothers like Rogan, but they're big friends of Rousey. These guys. And they also...
Dog, we fucking train with her. We fucking shower with her. We fucking go over to Gilbert's and have fucking tamales with her.
Uh-huh.
She's been hurt lately, man. You don't fucking ask a fucking injured warrior when they're going to fucking fight, man. She's got some bad cauliflower vagina lately, dog.
Wow.
That's a huge bitch.
Just beat the fuck up.
Cauliflower vagina?
Yeah, man, she fucking grapples like a motherfucker, man.
Is that a thing a lot of these female MMA fighters are starting to get? Like, I've heard of cauliflower ear, of course, but they're getting cauliflower vagina?
There's cauliflower pussy and there's cauliflower fucking dick.
Wow,
that's nasty.
Me and Nate got fucking real bad cauliflower dick. Yeah, man, you gotta tough it out, dog. Sometimes it fucking bleeds, but if you're a fucking sprawling brawl fighter, dog, you do what you gotta do.
Yeah, so both your dicks are just cauliflower. That's gotta make it difficult to get laid, right?
Sometimes you whip it out and the girl's like, I don't know if I'm fucking supposed to be stuck in it or fucking pouring ranch dressing on that shit. It doesn't fucking stop this. Well, fuck you unless you got a fucking cauliflower dick. It shows you're a fucking man, you can handle yourself.
You're probably not supposed to be pouring ranch dressing on it.
No, man, it fucking burns, dog. I fucking tried it as a joke, dog, at a party. Besides, you gotta get it fucking drained, you know what I'm saying?
I guess you're right, man. I guess, yeah, you probably... If you get it drained, it probably doesn't look as bad. But the cauliflower vagina has me very worried.
Yeah, man, I saw Ronda's vagina in the shower the other day, and I was like, it looks like fucking Randy Couture's ear, dog. She's fucking, her right fucking titty, the nipple has got a fucking bruise on it for like 2 months.
Wow. And you see that, obviously.
It's like Rick Franklin's fucking eye all the time.
Yeah, like Clay Guida. Clay Guida is the only guy that, as he's walking to the octagon, he's bleeding. He's bleeding on the way in.
He's gonna look. Fucking Joe Rogan's gonna be bleeding when we're fucking done with him, dog. He's gonna be bleeding in his fucking ass, dog.
Wow, you guys are really upset.
We're gonna spray paint 209 on his fucking chest.
What's 209 in?
Dog, you don't fucking call her out like that, man. She's a fucking woman. You may let her make her fucking decisions on her own.
Yeah, but
you're like a queen, dog.
Somebody was saying something in his earphones. What are you supposed to do about that?
He's a fucking man. You can say, hey, fuck the fucking earphone. Rip it out, man. Fuck the system, dog.
Rip it out.
You should have fucking called that guy out while he was in the fucking octagon. To this fucking bitch of a fucking producer is telling me to ask you this shit. Fuck that fucking motherfucker.
Yeah.
He could have poured some ranch dressing on it.
Now
he could. We want to make it clear, dog. We respect Rogan's Taekwondo and Jiu-Jitsu, dog. He's got some serious jits.
Yeah.
We'll overcome his fucking spinning heel kicks, dog.
The guy's got some power behind those kicks. I will say that. He definitely does.
What are you gonna do? Punches and bunches, bitch.
Yeah, I mean to fight
we'll
both the Diaz
him
brothers
with that
at
jab
once
for like 40 minutes. Tell him to bring fucking Duncan Trussell, fucking Tom Segura, Ari Shaffer, fucking whoever he wants, dog. We'll take every one of these clowns out.
I would like to see the Diaz brothers fight.
You gotta get off on this fucking exit right here, dog. You gotta pull off on this fucking exit. 7-9? What the fuck was what? Is this Calabasas? Yeah, but there's a fucking good place to buy beef jerky. We gotta fucking pull over before we go over to fucking Rogan's.
So you guys are on your way to Rogan's right now.
We're in the fucking car, dog. I got my fucking, we got a fucking pontoon boat that we're pulling, because after we beat Rogan's ass, we're going to go to a fucking lake nearby.
Okay. Oh, to sort of just relax?
Yeah.
I love it.
You got to blow off that stress you got from beating Rogan's ass and living in his fucking huge mansion for a fucking weekend.
Oh, so you're going to beat up Rogan, and then you're just going to live in his house for a weekend?
Yeah, dog, prison style, man. When you want something, you fucking take it.
Wow.
209, geez. Bitch. Don't you fucking know?
I don't know, man. He's got, like, crossbows and guns.
He's going to watch us drinking his smoothies, eating his fucking vitamin pills, and doing whatever the fuck we want around his pad. Man, fucking pressed juice shows up at his fucking house. We're chugging that shit.
You're just going to chug his fresh pressed juices, eat all of his vitamin pills, work out at his place.
We're going to fucking take all his fucking brain pills, too, dog. And you know what we're going to fucking do? Fucking Red Band's going to be our fucking manservant.
Wow. Wow.
And what are you going to have him do?
You're going to fucking wipe my asshole is what you're going to fucking do.
That's cool.
You're going to press my you get fucking started on.
You get him started on the asshole first.
We're going to fucking have him probably bedazzle some of her fucking jean shorts and like, you know, so we can go out clubbing in fucking Calabasas and shit. You better fucking know how to work a bedazzle gun, that's for goddamn sure.
I'm sure that he can, buddy. I'm sure that he can. Well, thanks for calling, guys. You guys got anything you want to plug? What's coming up other than this apparent beating of Joe Rogan?
We're fucking really getting into this fucking skydiving MMA.
What?
You fucking dudes jump out of planes and then they fucking fight until they have to pull their chutes.
Holy shit.
No way. Really?
That's extreme.
We want a fucking part in it, dog. We see it, man. We're looking to fucking jump no chutes, beat guys' asses so bad that we'll take their fucking chutes.
Jesus Christ.
It's so, gonna be fucking, dude, it's the octagon of the future, dog. The sky is the new octagon. It's the skytagon, dog.
Skytagon.
Like, Dana White, dog, you're on a fucking sinking ship with this USC bullshit. Fucking the sky, man. You could have fucking 500 fights going on. There's plenty of fucking room.
I can't take it, man. I can't take it. So
funny. I hope I fucking make weight, dog. The fucking suit I've been wearing is heavy, dog. The fucking...
Yeah, you don't make weight. You fall faster, right?
Yeah, and you can't fucking jump out of the plane and fucking get a guy in a fucking flying triangle.
Wow.
If you fucking knock these guys out unconscious, they can't fucking pull their cord. They fucking die, dog. That's the real shit.
Yeah, and they don't need their chute. That's very exciting. Whoever wins gets the chute. Loser kisses the dirt.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dog. You can attack the ref. There's fucking no rules in the sky, dog. You don't need to fucking follow the FAA. We got fucking... We did talk to fucking Herb Dean. He's down to fucking ref some of these fights.
So now you got Herb Dean in a parachute flying next to you?
Yeah, man. You should see his fucking dreads flapping the wind, dog.
Oh, I bet they're all over the place. I bet it looks like somebody pushed the Predator out of a plane.
Fuck yeah, dog. Dog, I just want to fucking say, Jeff Richards, your fucking meltdown at the Laugh Factory years ago with the fucking racism, I totally supported everything you were fucking saying.
That was Michael Richards,
was
I think.
It was Michael Richards.
Oh, this isn't Kramer.
No, it's Jeff Richards from Saturday Night Live.
Anyway, dog, I fucking support Kramer when he was fucking yelling all that shit. It was just truth coming out.
What was he yelling? I don't really remember.
Wait a second, real quick, I hate to cut my brother off, but I gotta say that I fucking trained to Jeff Richards' fucking music, dog.
Oh, you trained to his music, that's great.
The one about fucking waxing your asshole really gets me fucking going. Fuck yeah, dog, we always train. It's like, wax it, feels fucking fantastic.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
That's a big honor, the Diaz brothers are MMA royalty.
Their fucking favorite movie, dude, is Sheep Man.
Get out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, dog, we fucking, every Christmas, we fucking get Gil, we get fucking Rhonda, everyone we sit around, we fucking watch Sheep Man.
No, you don't.
We fucking love Drunk Girl, dog, because that's like every chick that we end up fucking at the end of the night.
Yeah, there's a lot of drunk girls in Stockton. A lot of drunk girls in Stockton.
One of the songs?
Hang on. Diaz Brothers, thanks for calling in. We're going to get Ari on Skype right now. Looks like GSP might be calling. We'll see what's up with that. I'll tell GSP you said hi, guys. Ari's trying to Skype in, he said. All right, he's going to try to do that. Can you take Laura real quick? I'll talk to her while he gets a video up. Laura, what's up, babe?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. We've had a wild show so far. Your husband did our new website for us, and it's great, right? PunchDrunkSports.com, same handle. Everything's fine and dandy for once.
Yeah, we just got to get all, if we can get the old articles up, we will. So if any of the correspondents still have them, we just got to figure out what they have and then try and load the old ones and then whatever new ones.
Now, what do they have to do to what all the people that want to write and post articles and all that kind of stuff, what do they have to do to get their articles up?
Yeah, we're going to have to create new logins for them, basically. But Sam's going to work with Bill over the next couple of days, and then we'll figure out whoever we're going to contact. Those two are figuring that out, so I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
But we'll get them on there, and then if that way, if the guys have any of the old articles, and we can get them up, because it's probably going to look a little blank right now, and
right.
So we can get some articles up.
Yeah, and we'll get the link too, so we can stream it live and all that kind of stuff. So you can go to the website and watch it live like you used to and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Love it. Love it.
And are you guys paying attention to this crazy Brazil game right now?
No, what's the score right now? Because we're
Jesus Christ, it's 10-0.
What?
No, it's
Brazil
not.
Brazil's getting murdered.
No, Germany is up 10-0.
It's pretty pathetic.
Are you serious?
What's the score?
I think it is 10-0.
Wow.
That's like more goals than I've ever heard of.
I've never heard of that.
That's unbelievable. Wow. Holy shit. Man, I wonder what people must have lost a lot of money or made a lot of money on that. Oh, man. I kind of do want to see Brazil get knocked out at home. If that's really true, that's crazy. 10-0. Holy shit.
I'm just trying to look it up right now because I just noticed on my Twitter feed a couple people put something about 10-0, but I also saw 5-0, so I could be wrong. Just let me look it up.
Even 2-0's dangerous in soccer.
Who's winning?
Oh, sorry. It's 5-0.
5-0 Germany right now.
But still, Brazil, yeah. You know.
Wow.
It's kind of a shame to see them go out like that.
Wow, man. There's going to be a lot of crime down there. There's going to be people burning shit.
A lot of people with AIDS.
A lot of people with AIDS.
A lot of AIDS.
And imagine how they're going to feel when they find out about the game.
Yep. Yeah, they don't even. That's just how it is.
5-0.
That's a total beatdown.
That's, I don't know much about soccer, but I think that's a touchdown, right?
Yeah, I think that is. It's a touchdown
exactly
and three home runs.
Yes.
It's a touchdown and three home runs.
Okay, yeah.
Now, as a devout Canadian from Ontario and a giant lover of hockey, are you watching any of the World Cup being like, okay, this is kind of like hockey, but with grass and brown people?
Well, I played soccer growing up. I haven't watched it a ton.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even that much of a hockey fan. I'm a football girl.
You mean football?
You mean American
soccer?
Football.
Do you mean Canadian football? You're going to have to be way more specific with that.
I mean, like, NFL. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, hardcore football fan.
Okay. I'm not going to hold that against you because you're always great to us. You've always been a fan, and, you know, your husband you guys just made the website for us, so I'm not going to shit on you for being a Cowboys fan. But just do know, I'm not happy about that. I'm not happy about that.
Well, you don't have to be happy about it. It is what it is, and, you know, I'm not always happy about it either.
You should technically be a Bills fan because they're going to be coming to Canada.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah.
Depending on who buys it.
If somebody wants to make a profit, then I think they'll go to Canada.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Well, they talked about bringing, like, in Hamilton, which is like
home
of
the
Bearcats. An hour from Buffalo.
The Hamilton Bearcats are a CFL team.
They talked about bringing another, like, an NFL team to Hamilton, which would be kind of sweet. But for me, it's easier to actually go to Detroit to watch games.
Really? How close are you to Detroit?
About 45 minutes.
Wow, I forgot that's how close there.
Yeah, right?
You can actually see the burning buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can watch the homeless.
Hey, today going to make a Hamilton NFL team.
Oh, well, guess who's Skyping in? Ari Scheifer.
I'm never going to make a Hamilton NFL.
Why do you disagree, Ari?
Yeah.
Well, Ari, it sounds like you're coming from China.
Before Toronto?
The argument would be if it's between
Hamilton.
Two big cities, they might just call it Toronto. You know, or like the Ontario, you know, like... Sometimes they'll put a team between two metropolitan areas.
Well, they both have CFL teams, and
Hamilton's like almost an hour
40
away.
Minutes away.
If it's 40 minutes away, then they'd probably just call it Toronto. You know?
Why don't they just go to Toronto, then?
Think about it. Like, logically, like Los Angeles, those teams, they were going to put a team, not in Inglewood, but where were they going to put that team when they built that stadium? It was way outside of
Irwindale.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, that's... Sometimes they do that.
Also, City of Industry almost had it, too, for a while there.
That's well, Toronto's growing so much, too. Like, they have, like, 70% of the world's cranes right now because
their infrastructure's
exploding.
Yeah, you go there, it looks like how Vegas always looks. You know, Vegas is there, always cranes everywhere, building giant new
Then
shit
they overbuild, the and then there's a long period of, 5-0.
Wow.
And it's only 35 minutes in.
Jesus Christ, man, the Germans must be just going
at
nuts.
At this pace, you're looking at a 13-0 game.
Wow.
Yeah. Germans might even smile about that.
Unbelievable.
You know, think about Germans going to Brazil. Usually it was after they had exterminated Jews. So this is like a whole new,
yeah,
it's like a twist.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love South America.
They love it, love it. I mean, who wouldn't? When you're running from the, you know, the Mossad, that's a great place
Germans
to go.
Germans really love South America, huh?
Yeah, love it. I mean, that's why you get those blonde, blue-eyed South Americans. It's because their grandparents had great ideas that they followed through on.
Wow.
That's why Germany's beating Brazil right now in the...
5-0.
5-0.
No way. Got 5-0.
5-0. 5-0. Yeah, they got, what,
wait,
3 home runs?
1-0. Fucking 2 minutes ago.
It's 38 minutes in. Germany is up 5-0. The goals have been by Thomas Müller, Miroslav Klose, Toni Kroos. Again, Toni Kroos 2 minutes later, by the way, and Sami Khedira. They scored 4 goals in the span of 6 minutes.
Oh man, the Brazil! Oh man, I can't wait to see the highlights of this. The Brazilian fans just ripping their fucking hair out.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like even that fucking broken back dude couldn't help. Now remember, they're missing 2 of their best players. One for that that yellow card. The other because that Colombian did a hit on him.
Unbelievable, Laura. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for hooking up the website. We'll get everybody to send all their articles and all that stuff, and we'll get new logins for them and everything like that. So punchdrunksports.com, back up, and I appreciate it, and tell your husband thank you.
Will do.
Oh, wow.
Ari, what's up?
Yeah, brah.
Walking around New York.
I found that Blue Jays jersey. I'm going to bring it to that Sparky or Spanky or whatever.
Ari, part of me still feels like even though you're on the streets of New York, we're going to pan down and see you naked from the waist down. I still feel like that's...
oh, boy. I was like, oh, if it really was, I would have been so happy.
That is awesome.
All right, I've got amazing news for you.
I can see them, so thank you.
Tranny correspondent calls in. He was in L.A., got a Mexican tranny on Sunset, gets fucked in the ass for the first time ever. Then he takes the condom off, beats off on his face. Then he goes to the Ding Dong Show.
Wow.
And then he sees Earl Skakel performing his ravishing Earl routine in the OR. Gets so excited.
Goes back to Santa Monica and Vine, gets another tranny.
Yes.
Success stories. That's what comedy's all about.
Absolutely. We change lives.
Remember how mad he used to get at us? Because he's like, I can't get AIDS. Because I'm always a top. Now he's addicted. Yeah. Now he's addicted to getting
now,
his ass blown out.
By the way,
out.
Now his logic for why he couldn't get AIDS is, it's cool, he didn't come inside me. And it's funny how straight guys or people who want to be straight think that it works all the same. Like AIDS is something you get like a birth. Like it's
also it's transferred by blood.
Yeah, it's cuts
ass.
And tears that you get from, say, hypothetically, having a man without a condom who works as a transvestite in the hooker in the sex industry, continually pounding.
So the tranny hooker did not use a condom?
No, pulled it out halfway through.
Halfway through, takes the condom off, goes right back, pounds his ass more, and then beats off on his face.
Obviously, took the condom off.
Yeah, like 10 pumps in, takes the condom off.
Another thing, too, is that doesn't say
much. That's when you want to put it on. That's when you want to put it on.
I'm about to say, I'll make a point, too. Let's say you're the tranny hooker, right? Why do you take the condom off unless you're like, I already got AIDS. Like,
right.
I can't get anything.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah. Well, really, it's because there's lack of feeling. And you're like, you know what? This would be a lot better without a condom. You don't think about the repercussions.
Well, maybe. But then, yeah. I mean, also, it's possible.
It's kind of like, hey, I like throwing really far, but I want to fall off this roof deck right now. And you don't really think, if I fall off this roof deck, maybe I won't be able to throw so far anymore.
That's the worst comparison I've ever heard.
Is that Jeff Richards there? That's the only reason I'm saying
it. Oh, really? Did Jeff Richards do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Never mind. I thought it was just a rant. What did you do, Jeff? I'm sorry, Ari. I thought that was out of nowhere. I'm like, that's the worst thing. That is atrocious. What did you do, Jeff?
I let a tranny fuck me in the ass. Is that what you're talking about?
Hey, Dan. That mean?
Is that what you mean? The tranny and
what?
The ass thing?
No, you threw something off on a roof?
Yeah, I mean, there's that, too. Yeah, forget about that. But yeah,
it's kind of an inside joke, I guess.
The roof? You threw something and you fell off a roof?
It's hard to explain.
He just fell off a roof, and now he can't lift his arm past his fucking shoulder.
Jesus, man. This guy is athletic. Shockingly athletic.
We were talking about that. Me and Renazizi was telling a funny story the other night about trying to play catch with Brody Stevens in a park. Yeah. He's like, all I want to do is play catch. And he's like, we're doing a couple laps first. He's like, I don't want to run laps in a park.
Well, Brody, I played with Brody, too.
He said you were playing. He's like, Riches has an arm.
I was about to say, yeah. Like, Steve thinks he has an arm. Jeff really has an arm.
I'm, by the way, getting my surgery, Ari.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Congrats, bro.
Thanks, man. Yeah, my arm.
Did you tear a rotator cuff or what?
It's kind of doesn't bend all the way.
Jesus, man. Elbow or shoulder?
Elbow.
Ooh, tear a ligament?
Yeah, ligaments.
Tommy,
I shattered the elbow.
Hey, you're like Kobe Bryant. You're never going to be good in the NBA again.
I'll never be able to play professionally, but I'll be able to play tennis, and you know, I'll be able to swim. I should be able to get it back all the way. Just about.
Yeah, I'll say this: like Steve had a shockingly weak arm when we were throwing limes at the billboard.
Steve is one of those guys that thinks he's really athletic at everything, and he's just like a solid C at everything.
He said he played like sports in high school. I'm like, I wish I went to your high school. I wouldn't have been cut.
He's a good golfer.
Really?
Yeah, Steve's a good golfer. But like basketball, like plays basketball. You think watch him warm up, and he dresses the part because he's got money, so he shows up looking like $1 million.
Renazizi,
yeah, and then you just block every shot that he has with a cigarette in your mouth.
Absolutely,
yeah. You know who was the best at golf showing up dressed? Sebastian.
I'm sure he looks like Tiger Woods.
Is he good though?
Matching socks.
Is he?
No,
good?
He's terrible. But man, he dresses good.
I played baseball with him once. And Sebastian manages to have no wrinkles in a sweatsuit. It's like, I don't even know how that's possible, but that dude always is immaculate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, you know what we should do one day? We should get just a softball game up. Not a league, we should all just play softball.
You know, actually, along those lines, we played home run derby once out in the park. That's a lot more fun than softball.
It's hard to get a field, isn't it?
No,
you can go about poinsettia. Pan Pacific. You can go places with it.
Yeah.
Weekday? On weekday?
Yeah.
Sure, totally.
It was totally
we used to play. Empty. Adam Richman used to play with us when we used to play, like, just pick up games every whatever day. Ari, I was there
last week at the House of Comedy.
What did they say about it?
House of Comedy in the mall.
I've been there too since then.
But Jeff, what did they say to you about it?
They just said, you know, it didn't happen in the building, and they're trying to let you know.
Everything legal.
They're all, like, trained on what to say.
Oh, really?
I was trying to meet her, though. I wanted to meet her. And
everybody wants to. I'm sure it's like, you know what it's like?
Oh, I met her.
Yeah?
Is she cute?
Totally.
Really?
Yeah, sexually. Nice boobs. You're looking at her and you're like, wow, she's cute.
Here's the thing. I think she's not as cute. I think it's like when heroin has killed somebody, they want to do it again.
I hear what you're saying.
It's the danger element.
I thought she was cute, and then I was like, and then I found out who the girl was. I was like, oh, it's that girl? She's cute. Like, I already thought
she
was cute. Now, here's the thought I really did
And
have.
Jeff, by the way, your thought, by the way, works perfectly for Jeff.
What
you're about to say is perfect for Jeff.
Oh, yeah. I've told you this. This is my thought. I was like, if I rape her now, no one's going to believe her.
You know what that reminds me of?
No, it
no one's
goes,
gonna believe.
Ari, if I rape her,
by another comic, really?
Ari, it's the boy who cried rape.
Yeah, exactly.
If you brag about raping someone, people will assume that you got raped. That's not good.
Okay,
I have nothing to.
Yeah, we should have like every single person that comes
but
into
you know
town
what?
And works at that gig should rape her. And then it's like, they're like, yeah, right.
But you know what?
I raped you now, too.
You know what?
Rape me once. Shame on you.
Do you know what probably happened, though? I really think what happened was probably he just pulled it out.
That's a good bet.
Rubbed it on the wall or something.
I think he, like, rubbed it on her hand, made her hand. Take
maybe
her
he tried
hand.
To, like, hey,
and
touch
then,
it, touch
like,
it.
All right,
touch
get it. Out of here. It's gross. Get the fuck out of here.
That does sound like, hey, touch it.
Yeah.
And I think she was more offended than...
Yeah.
Than anything else.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Her pride was hurt.
Why would you think her pride would be hurt? Because somebody like that would think he could pull out his
hip. How dare you?
Yeah. That makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
Well, time for the music video, right? Should we show the music video?
What a great...
Oh,
by
is
the
this
way,
Jeff Bridges' music video?
That's a perfect way to cue up the video.
All right, here we go.
I'd say we play the video. Just because more people will just...
Wait, wouldn't the video also have the
download
song?
Download the audio.
Well, yeah, you can do that too. Then therefore it works both ways, yeah.
Yeah, you can do it too. starring Boon Shakalaka, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. It's on YouTube. Muscle Bitch. It's right on YouTube.
He didn't
YouTube.
Have to show an ID, Ari. He didn't have to show an ID.
Oh,
to,
really?
For Richards
yeah,
to pay him.
The Xerox expired copy of his old ID on lined paper.
On lined paper.
I was like, what is this? That's how he got his name, right? Cornelius. What was it?
Floyd Cornelius. Yeah.
Floyd Cornelius. Yeah, that's how he got it. I'm like, what is this? He goes, oh, it's my ID. I'm like, it expired. It's a Xerox. And it's expired like years ago.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I got.
I got my that's what you're going to have to use. That's what you're going to have to use. Every time I ask him, I'm like, hey, man, who's Floyd Cornelius? He goes, that's just something Ari Shaffir thinks.
Hey, how tough, imagine it would be for him to get an ID now.
Probably impossible.
I mean,
they're like, we've never seen these fingerprints.
Oh, yeah, now. Yeah, real ID. I think like a fake ID. Yeah, it would be real. He doesn't have his two forms of ID to get one.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
All right, wow. Here we go. Here it is.
Big time.
Ladies and gentlemen, music video. Should we be hearing this? Or?
I've got your fake. I've got your finger. I've got your finger. I've got your finger.
But it's not my finger.
Tricky donkey, honky tonky, from San Francisco, Harold Milwaukee.
I feel weird. Oh, I feel funky.
You're fine, my little donkey.
I feel dizzy. I feel sick.
You're fine, my little donkey.
I'm a muscle bitch. I'm a muscle bitch. I'm muscle. With tits. I'm a muscle bitch. I'm muscle. Good test.
Dance for mommy. Flex your tummy. Mommy loves you. Do you love mommy?
I'm a muscle bitch. I'm a muscle bitch. I'm muscle. Good test.
Prepare for conditioning sequence. Shoulders width apart. Back slightly arch. Stomach in, chest out. Time to hit your mark. Are you ready? Get ready. You better get ready. Get ready. One and two and two and one and two and 11 and six and one and five and seven and eight and nine and one and one and two and six and four and one and two and 11 and 11 and 11 and 11 and 11 and 11 and 11.
I'm a muscle bitch.
There you go. Is that the first time you've seen it?
That's the first time I've seen it here.
Because when you did it, you sent it to me, and you're like, how was it? Did you watch the video? I go, yeah, well, I watched it.
I really showed funny. You a little tiny little clip.
No, right? No, but after that. When I told you, I was like, it's funny. And I'm like, you haven't seen it? You're like, nah, I can't watch it right now.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't watch it right at the beginning, no. Because it was due so quickly, I didn't get a chance to go over it, you know, too much.
Right.
That looked like a video in a 30 Rock flashback, like where they'd be like, remember when... When Tracy Jordan had that album, and it would be like that.
Right.
Congratulations, Jeffrey.
What's that?
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. And the whole it's all really funny. Every song is very...
You can get the album for free at tastyjeff.com.
What are the downloads looking like right now?
It's insane.
What does that mean?
It's just a lot of downloads.
A lot of downloads?
50,000 so far. Almost 50,000.
Very good. How are you getting the word out? I saw that LA Weekly interview.
LA Weekly, Huffington Post.
Nice.
Isn't out yet.
Yeah, LA Weekly did a whole interview with you and everything.
Yeah.
Cool.
Huffington Post.
What did the LA Weekly... I know you were worried about the LA Weekly thing. How did it come out? Did it look good?
It's good.
Really?
I didn't read it, but I heard it was good.
Okay.
Someone
was. And
been...
I used to always read the LA Weekly. It was fucking the magazine before the internet really occurred.
Oh, dude, yeah. But, that's how you found out everything.
There's another element,
and what,
too.
Comedy shows.
It's
comedy
how you found
shows,
out stuff. Yeah, and
what
also.
Bands were in town.
And before you had a cell phone where you could just entertain yourself to read, you'd be sitting somewhere, you'd see the LA Weekly. So the problem is, I bet the advent of the smartphone really murdered that paper.
Murdered every paper.
Yeah.
Murdered
yeah.
magazines, murdered everything.
But it's bad when he murdered a freaking...
I used to wait while I was going to the Unurban on Mondays.
Yeah, you'd sit and read
the
LA Weekly.
That pizza place that had all-you-can-eat pizza falafel on Mondays, and I'd read it.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Be jealous of people that were on book shows.
100%.
I remember that, yeah. Absolutely.
You're like, how the fuck did this guy get on? How's Stevie D on this show?
Yeah, or not
just
even...
Just
like, yeah, that too. Yeah, but then looking up to people like Maria Bamford, she's got like 4 book shows.
No, oh, I know. Yeah, well, then there was the people that were like, "Wow, this guy must be somebody big."
Yeah.
You know, before you even really knew of anybody.
Yeah, the LA Weekly was the way.
Yeah, it really was. Now Jeff has an interview in the LA Weekly. Congratulations!
But I think it's not on the paper version.
Oh, it's just in the web.
I think it's just the web, which
better.
I think
online's
is
better.
Better.
It's better, yeah. Because they can play the video off of that too if they wanted.
Oh yeah.
Ari, did you watch the fights?
Yeah. I found it interesting that ESPN wouldn't show the highlights of the Ronda Rousey fight.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
some people said like, well, the whole fight was only 16 seconds. They can't show finishers, but they show the finish of some other fights during that.
They do all the time. Yeah.
They could show the whole fight.
It's stupid how they do all of it.
Women's violence is too dainty for them, and they don't want to see it.
Now,
ESPN.
You were not listening to the first hour, I don't think, so I just want to warn you. The Diaz brothers are on their way to Joe Rogan's place right now, and they're going to beat him up for upsetting Ronda Rousey.
What did he do to upset her? To ask if she was going to be on?
Yep, they're a little upset about that, and they're going to go there. They want to beat him up. They're going to live in his mansion for 2 days. They're going to eat all of his brain pills and drink all of his juices.
Oh. Does he know about this?
Rogan? No, I don't think so. They were arguing over what exit it was to Rogan's house. And on top of that, they said that they want to fight you, or Duncan, or Tom Segura as well.
Just me? Why me?
Because you guys are always on the road with Rogan, and he wants to take you out.
Oh.
They sound pretty pissed, buddy.
Ari, did you know you had a beef with the Diaz brothers?
No, I mean, I always liked the Diaz brothers. I gave somebody a weed tincture. I was like, you know what? You're going to Diaz's party? Go ahead, bring this.
Wow.
He'll enjoy it.
Very interesting.
I don't know if I ever got there, though.
They sound like ungrateful people.
Interaction I've had. And then I've liked him as a caller. I mean, I've talked to him many times on the phone on Punch Drunk, but...
Yeah, they call in, but I'm telling you, man, they're just like, hey, we're going to beat up what's-his-face, too. And then we assume that was you. Ari Scheifer, they called you.
Chauffeur.
Hey, Chunky and the Spick. Is line two really the real one? Okay.
The real?
Here to maybe get your back a little bit, Ari. The great
Joe
George St. Pierre.
Oh.
GSP, cool. Are you there?
It is the often imitated, never duplicated George St. Pierre.
Hello,
That is legit. That's the legit George St. Pierre.
Yep. Now, did you hear the Diaz?
It is very hurtful to me when I find out that there are imitators calling Crunch Drunk saying they are me.
Yeah, we had a couple fake GSPs.
By the way, GSP, congratulations on winning the acting contest.
Thank you. My acting chops are something I'm very proud of. See Kickboxer in the theaters in 2016.
I'll put that on the calendar, yeah.
That's great. You been doing any musicals or anything lately?
I am all, you know, I love to sing. I am always, I've been performing lately on the street. I've been taking ketamine and some other drugs and just going on the street and practicing my singing.
Well, wait, could you do a little singing now? I mean, can you do it not on ketamine?
I would love to hear anything.
I can do a little luck, be a lady tonight.
I feel like I need ketamine now. Do you know
George, what are you going to do about this? The Diaz brothers are thinking to beat me up.
That's why I wanted to call Ari. I always have your back. I have your front as well. If they come for you, I will block anything that is coming. You know I have a problem with the Diaz brothers. I will defend you. I will defend Joe Rogan. And the aliens are going to help.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I missed that last part. Hold on.
He thinks he's been abducted by aliens.
Hold on, before. George. I'm a little spotty on this. The aliens are going to help.
Yeah.
If you do not know, I went on Joe Rogan's Experience podcast, and I told him of a time that I trained, and I came home. I looked at the clock. It said one time. Then I looked back at the clock. The time was much later. I do not know where the time goes between, and I believe I was abducted by aliens.
Okay, George.
I'm still pretty sure you fell asleep, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, there's a logically... Like, you'd think there'd be other explanations before you go to aliens. Like, Ari's sleep is possible. Were you maybe watching television?
Where did the time go? No one can answer me this question.
Well, you know, we keep answering.
Yeah, sometimes at night when you...
Multiple people have given you... Yeah.
Like, last night, I closed my eyes, and next thing I knew, it was daylight, and much later, I don't really know where the time went. Was that aliens?
Aliens.
But were there aliens in between?
God, those aliens are incredibly... They've lot... Yeah.
Maybe
know.
You looked at two different clocks. Like, one clock was set a couple minutes faster than the other one. Is that possible?
David Loazzo is a known prankster. He has been known to switch my clocks, but I asked him, and he said it was not him.
Okay, well, as long as you'd confirm that.
Now, how are the aliens going to help you and Ari and Joe Rogan against the Diaz brothers, who could be at Rogan's front door as we speak?
I told the aliens of this threat. They are currently working the perimeter of Joe Rogan's mansion.
Alien security is really good, too.
So good luck to the Diaz brothers and breaking the perimeter.
Do you think the aliens are going to hurt the Diaz brothers or just time shift them a little bit?
I hope they kill them, but I don't know. I cannot tell you their motivation. I do not know.
Sure, that's pretty bloodthirsty.
Are you still mad about the catfishing when they catfished you?
Yeah, it sounds like he is.
Are you still upset about
your girlfriend? They buried you alive.
They buried you alive in the desert.
I'm still upset about being buried alive like a refrigerator in a refrigerator box.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to admit, Ari, that would upset me. Look, I'd still hold a grudge. Would you guys hold a grudge?
Oh, yeah. That's a tricky. I mean, he
little while.
He got out of a refrigerator box, was in the desert in his underwear. But luckily, he had a cell phone, and he could call into the show and tell us about that.
Maybe it's time to let that go a little bit. That was like, what, months ago? Yeah, then maybe, George, maybe it's time for you to let that go and not wish
it. He had no memory. We hadn't heard from him in a month. He was buried alive.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ketamine.
I don't mean to stir the coffee pot with this comment, but Ronda Rousey has been texting me lately.
Whoa.
Saying what?
She is, I believe in America you call it fuck texting.
Well, no, that's not what it's called. Sexting. Not fuck texting. Could you read some of the texts?
One of them is watching your old fight. Your abs are so rock hard, I want to fuck you harder than you've ever been fucked.
Okay.
That's pretty direct.
That might be fuck texting.
Now, another is, my cauliflower pussy is so wet for you, it wants you to take control.
The Diaz brothers were telling us that a lot of the female MMA fighters
have cauliflower vagina.
Because
they've been beaten.
Then just rubbed around on the ground.
Oh, wow. I never thought of that. Can you get that drained, like with cauliflower ear?
You said you can get it drained, or you could put ranch dressing on it.
Well, guys, I gotta move to somewhere more secure. I'll talk to you guys later. I don't trust. I'm too out in the open now. Now that I know they got a hit on my head, I just don't feel comfortable.
Be careful, Ari.
Watch out, Ari.
At any given time, the Diaz brothers could pop out anywhere.
Ari, do you want me to send an alien for personal protection?
That would be good.
Yes. I would love that.
Why not?
The password he will use will be chicken fingers.
But you've told everyone now.
That's not as secure as it was.
Yeah.
Not a secure line.
Yeah.
It's not a secure line.
No.
Broadcasting this.
Well, I guess not.
Yeah.
I guess not.
Ari, I'm a little worried for you now.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna get to where there's no one to get my back. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay.
Right. Did you guys notice the way that Ronda Rousey's breasts were heaving when she finished that fight?
It sounds like you're getting you might have a thing for Ronda Rousey. Am I
right? I think I do. When you combine the violence, the judo throws, the huge tits and ass of Ronda Rousey, it gets GSP excited. It checks every box.
Okay, so who can disagree?
That's a huge bitch.
Now, GSP, what would you? If you're going to take her out, where would you take her?
other than my race car bed.
Yeah, before then, would you take her to dinner or drinks or?
I believe first we would go to TriStar Gym in Canada where I train.
Okay.
And when you do, I don't know if you have ever practiced jiu-jitsu.
I never have, no.
But when you do it with a woman, it is very erotic, very sensual.
Wait, what? It is?
I mean, I guess it can.
So wait, you're
intentionally get on the bottom. I would put her in guard.
Uh-huh.
And then I would get her in a triangle and just get my crotch very close to the face.
Uh-huh.
To see if she has the mouth open, it means that she wants it.
GSP, do you do this on all your dates?
I would say 8 out of 10.
I was saying watching the fights this weekend that I would think it'd be very dangerous if you're dating Ronda Rousey and she's training for a fight, so she's, you know, grappling and striking, you know, 6 days a week, you know, and you're being intimate with her, you're going down on her, she's on her back, she might have a muscle memory, yeah, throw you in a triangle, and you're going to fall asleep on a twat.
I have had sex with female fighters, and you have to watch it. Because they are always ready for submissions and for violence. They are trained to attack.
I mean, there is something sexy about dating somebody you know can take a punch.
One time I was dating a fighter, and she was sleepwalking, and I tried to bring her back to the bed, and she turned around and hit me with a spinning back fist.
That must have smarted.
It did hurt. I had the black eye. I had to lie to my trainer and tell him I fell down in the shower.
Yeah. That, like most battered spouses do.
I told him it was my fault.
Do you feel like it was your fault?
I feel like I should not. You don't sneak up on a fighter.
Nope.
That's absolutely true. That's true.
All right, GSP. Well, thanks for calling in. We're going to wrap the show up. I love you.
I love you guys as well. Watch the clocks. They are always changing, okay?
That is how time works. Thanks, GSP. You're the best. All right, guys. Another great show. I feel like that went well. Maybe a new record for not talking sports.
Yeah.
But I feel like I learned a lot today. Go to tastyjeff.com. And get the CD.
Jeff,
right?
Richards is, I'm going to put it out here. I think you might be the most talented person at the company.
Oh, you don't have to say
no,
that.
No, we were talking about that the other night.
You know, there are a lot of talented people. I'm not saying there aren't, but you're up near the top. If you're not number one, you're absolutely way up.
Well, thank you, Ari. I appreciate it.
See, now that, it seems like you're lashing out at me a little bit.
I was trying to mix it up, though. I don't want to be so serious. Thank you.
Jeff, would you? 100%. Steve, you'd agree? 100%. Yes.
You can always tell the guys that are really talented, that are really, really funny, because they're the ones making all the funny people laugh.
Yes, in the parking lot.
Like the 8 or 9 people that I just think are hilarious people there, are you hold court for them and make everybody laugh.
Absolutely.
So,
yes.
You really are the funniest man. And certifiably nuts.
Yeah, that's the thing,
I think
too.
So.
Yeah.
If you're not nuts, you're probably not.
I mean, we have coffee 3 times a week.
I've told Tebow this. That's Look, true. If the cops came for you and they announced SNL comedian Jeff Richards was found with heads under his apartment. Well, nobody would be surprised, but we'd mourn the loss of the talent.
Well, you'd also wonder how my apartment building was structured.
That would be my first question, and then after that, it would be.
I would always say to girls, like, you know, I'm not going to kill you. I mean, no one on SNL in history has ever killed anyone, and then you go,
true?
Oh, that's cool.
Wait, my question is, has anybody at SNL ever?
No,
you could be the first.
You could.
They've had a couple die of AIDS, but never a murder.
One of them was murdered.
Phil Hartman.
Oh, Phil Hartman, yes.
Oh, right.
Danger Vance died of AIDS. They've had, like, their share.
But no one's ever killed anybody. I think it's hilarious that in your flirting and negotiation with girls, Jeff Richards feels compelled to say,
I'm not going to kill you.
Hey, I'm not going to kill you.
But this is the thing, though. Would you rather go for the laugh or get laid? You're constantly battling that as a comedian.
Absolutely,
should I make myself laugh?
Yeah.
And that's my thing. I always say stuff like that because it just makes me laugh.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not serious. But, like, people don't know that you're not serious.
Especially women who are programmed in fear. Yeah. By the way, it's like the laugh wins out over the getting laid. Although in your case, it seems like, you know, both. Another thing, too, is once you get laid, then definitely you're going for the laugh. I mean, that's
Like, yeah.
That's why any girl who dates a comedian learns that, where it's like, well, we've already had sex. Well, then I'm definitely going to entertain myself.
You know what's so funny about, and I know we got to wrap up, but I'll close on this, but you know what's funny about that is like when you date somebody, they initially like you because you're funny and you make them laugh and all this.
And they hate you.
And in 7 or 8 months, you no longer can make them laugh. And they despise everything that they originally like.
Every once in a while, you can get people. Like once I was fighting with Ashley. We're driving down the street. And I go, oh, my God. And she goes, what? I go, Puss in Boots is in 3D. And I point at the wall. That's like the one time I made her laugh after year one.
Really?
Only time I made her, after that, it was a lot of like, what, you trying to be funny now? I've heard this.
Oh, yeah.
As long as the eye rolls don't get more and more.
Oh, nah, then you get the eye rolls.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you're making people laugh in public, and she's like, oh, come on.
Then you get to go like, oh, you're going to go hang out at the improv tonight? You're gonna
go that's why you have to just keep your life separate, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
That's why I'm getting a fake ID, fucking new social security number, and it's going to be
Floyd Cornelius.
I'll be fucking Floyd Cornelius and the Teeb.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Madhouse, Sam Tripoli during Comic-Con. I will be at American Comedy Company during Comic-Con. The 29th, Sam Tripoli's pole dancing show at the Viper Room. Tara Patrick, Clownvis, Brad Williams, Don Barris and the Barris Kennedy Overdrive, including the Teeb. And this Sunday at Inside Jokes. Please come to my 3 for 30. Steve Ren is easy. Brian Callen, myself, and Tony Hinchcliffe. Rage, what you got?
Nice to see you. I'll be at the Hotel Coronado in San Diego this week, Thursday through Saturday, with Eric Griffin.
Cool, man. That's a good show. And then go to the website, tastyjeff.com. Get yourself a free CD. It's hilarious. Thank you for coming in today. Taylor, what do you got? Anything?
Nothing.
You always say nothing. Well, thanks for coming in today. Suck it, everybody. Good show.